The views and opinions expressed by the participants on this show are not necessarily those of Stewart Information Services Corporation, Stewart Title, or Stewart Insurance. Before you make any investment, you should seek the advice of your investment advisor or attorney.
Whether you're a real estate broker, realtor, homeowner, buyer, or seller, everything matters when it comes to real estate. This is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. Stewart Title's Bill Knappick and guests open the door to what really matters in owning, buying, and selling real estate. And now, Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title, brought to you by Stewart Insurance. Here to inform, entertain, and inspire, Bill Knappick.
Welcome to the show. It is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I'm your host, Bill Knappick. Thank you for joining us right here. Another real estate radio adventure. On show number 518, as always, reminding you to go to Stewart.com/radio. That's Stewart.com/radio, where you can not only hear the shows, but see them as well, and go to the show archive, where you can see all the shows almost at Stewart.com/radio. So let's get down to business and welcome our first guest. Her name is Amber Ferrier. She is the president of an organization called NARPM. That's the National Association of Residential Property Managers. And also she's with a company called First Class Property Management. Amber, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me today.
Well, it's good to see you. And we have a lot to talk about. So let's, first of all, NARPM. Let's tell people what that is. I bet they didn't even know there's an association for property managers.
Well, like you said, National Association of Residential Property Managers. It's been an organization for years now, but I've just recently taken presidency this year. And it is where property managers, realtors, even vendors who want to work with residential property managers, they come together, they stay up to date on Texas law, any changes in forms that are coming up. We stay in contact with the Capitol, constantly trying to talk to attorneys about what they're trying to do, what bills they want to pass. It's a very informative organization.
And just right there, as far as the, as you mentioned, changes, changes are abound everywhere. Yes. So how do you keep track? And by the way, is there any change that we should know about that just maybe occurred?
Well, we actually had our brokers go to broker owner, which next month we will have an announcement on legal updates. So if you want to come to next month's meeting, Mike Mingham is going to go over that. But yes, we get in contact with attorneys. We go to these conventions, the National Association will put together for us, and they're all over the country or in our local state. But yes, we stay in contact with attorneys. We'll have spokespeople come to these conventions sometimes and give us updates. We have bukus of people who gather that information for us.
As far as people that may want to be a member, certainly I'm guessing those in the real estate community, realtors, other people in property management, but who can be a member of NARPM?
If you're a realtor, if you're a property manager, or if you're a vendor, you are welcome to come to the meetings. Even if you're not in any of those categories, but you're thinking about doing it, just come to a meeting, see how we flow. We do a three-hour meeting once a month, and if we don't, we do a, try to do a social. But yes, everyone's welcome. Test the water. See if it's something you want to do.
When are, what is there a certain day of the meetings that you hold the meetings?
Yes, it's typically the third Thursday of every month. But we try not to do it too much in the summer, since that is the busiest time of the year for a property manager.
And I'm going to guess because air conditioners go. We live on life support right here in Houston, right?
Right.
So I'm guessing maybe there's more AC calls.
More
then.
AC calls and move-outs, believe it or not. The
really?
School year ends and people are ready to move their children. So the end of May is the worst month of the year for a property manager, but summertime in general.
Isn't it so fascinating, the ebbs and flows and things that happen to trigger real estate
Yes.
situations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, schools and yes, ACs. When it's hot outside, just know the market's pretty hot too.
Yeah, I like that. So also, as far as people, if they want to tune in to find out the dates and where they're going to be, do you have a website?
Just make sure it's HoustonNARPM.com, and we post all future events. You register through there. If you don't want to register and you want to talk to someone first, you're welcome to contact me directly, email, cell phone. I'm available. But yes, anyone's welcome. We want to see new faces.
Even radio hosts, I'm guessing.
Yes, you're welcome to come.
I think I want to go to one of these meetings. Sounds like it can be very informative.
Yes.
No doubt about it. So also, as far as any other goals you want to tell us that NARPM is involved with and what you're planning, here are the years. I want to say it's almost over, but a lot of it's behind us now.
Yes.
We're looking forward. What's going on?
So my initial goal with being president this year was to definitely get as many new faces as possible and really put an emphasis on that other property managers are not our competitors, they're our colleagues, and the more information that we can relay to them, the better for us. We want to see everyone succeed. But other than new faces joining, I really just want to make sure that I am bringing in speakers that are actually being effective and they're reaching the audience. And so we took surveys, we asked questions. What do you want to hear about? What would help your business right now? And so I think I've done a pretty good job. And of course, we have future meetings still. So I'm hoping to keep working towards that goal for myself as well. And the organization.
So will you be president for the full calendar year?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I will turn over presidency December 31st.
Well, how do you handle the balance, Amber? Because there's a lot that you're doing just with NARPM to lead an organization like this, but also with First Class Property Management.
I mean, yes.
How do you do it?
I really have great support. Family-owned and operated business, so my mom is behind me 100%. She helps any way that she can. I have a great board team, too, with NARPM, so if I need help, they're quick to help. But obviously, I had to take some notes in the time management classes because I definitely have a lot of plates to balance.
One of the things I'm thinking about, a lot of people buy a second home and then rent their home, and they don't use property management, which I think is a potential for disaster.
Yes.
So if someone wants to learn about property management and attend your meetings like that, that is a regular homeowner and says, well, I have this house, I'm renting to so-and-so, they can be enlightened by one of these meetings, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. It's really important that regardless if you want to come to a meeting or you're just searching around for a property management company, just have a really clear set of needs that need to be met and make sure you actually set out your goals for what you want your investment to turn into. Do you want to increase value and liquidate, or are you wanting to pass this along to your kids? Like, those are things you need to have listed and make sure that the property manager you choose are meeting those needs, because there's plenty out there.
Like you said, it sounds like a good place to see several property
Yes.
managers. And let's tell people a bit more about First Class Property Management, what you do. And again, this might be the person that is a homeowner that's thinking, man, I better stop doing it myself and use a professional. What would you tell that person?
So First Class Realty, we're family owned and operated. My mom and dad started the company about 23 years ago. But my mom, Trish Ferrier, she has well over 30 years of experience. And we do treat the investments like our own. We obviously have our own. And so we make sure to treat all of them carefully. And if you're someone out there who is looking to see if, you know, if it's a good match, if you need one, just note that there's so much more than just collecting rent. There's maintenance, there's evictions.
You hope you're collecting the rent, right?
Well, yeah. In addition to collecting rent, there's disputes you have to handle, maintenance requests. I am the maintenance manager, so I have the emergency line, and I'm that person they call at 2 a.m. when their AC is not working. And I want to take that stress off of the investors. And also, you know, evictions. And we also double as your therapist. We will talk you through the process and we'll be there for you, as well as paralegal advice. We have plenty of attorneys we can refer to you. There's so much benefit and good that comes out of a property management that it outweighs all the horror stories, in my opinion.
That's interesting. Okay, so let's put NARPM aside for a second and give us, and you gave us a little glimmer, but give us an idea of a day in the life of Amber as the property manager. And are you really answering the phone? Is it a 24-hour day? You're answering the phone at 2 in the morning?
Yes, sir. Maintenance manager, I do handle the emergency line, which is 24 hours. This is for, like, if something happens during lunch hour, in the early mornings, at night, evenings, whether it's a leak, whether it's AC, any emergency calls, they come to me. I'll answer. You calm them down. And then you tell them to submit it in writing because I need to have that legally to proceed. And then I just we'll walk them through it and get the issue resolved from them. I don't want them to be hot in their home. I don't want them to feel uncomfortable with a leak. I want to resolve it for them. But there is a certain amount of patience that both parties need to give and take when handling maintenance. But other than that, there's general maintenance stuff. My garbage disposal isn't working. The dishwasher is leaking. Whatever it is, I'm the one that's going to walk you through it. I'm going to make sure that vendor gets it done from start to finish.
That sounds like fun in a certain way.
It does. No, it is.
Because you're helping people, and I'm guessing the satisfaction that you feel after you've walked someone through and actually had something fixed in the right amount of time, mm-hmm. you must feel pretty good.
I do. The freeze was a really big test for me. I actually had just taken over the maintenance department full time, and so all those calls, all those pipe bursts, all the emotions. No one in Houston knew what they were doing. This is so new to us. So it was a big learning process, but I feel like I really gained a lot of trust from tenants and vendors in that scenario, no matter how negative it was.
Well, if I ever had a home to rent, I think I'm going to use your company because you represent them so well. You're a tremendous ambassador. You have the right attitude. And other than the air conditioning going out, and I'm guessing plumbing is somewhere right up there as a common call, but what are some of the other things that we should know about property management if someone turns over the home and says, okay, I want this is my investment. You guys take care of it. We pay you X dollars. What else should we know?
Well, we'll handle, like I said, and maintenance is a big part of it. Maintenance is the number one reason why investors leave property management companies. But other than that, let's say your tenant's not paying rent, we handle the entire eviction process for you. Let's say that the HOA is harassing you with fees that you don't think you deserve. We'll fight it and we'll figure out what the problem is. We have a list of vendors that we trust that we've been using for years. We have a list of great third-party companies to do background checks for your potential tenants. We have great lawyer referrals to help you either get that tenant out or get rent paid. And we will also make sure that we're your shoulder the entire time because it's stressful whether you have had an investment property for 20 years or you're new. It's stressful and it strains your emotions no matter how long you've been in it. And we'll be your therapist as well.
We're talking with Amber Ferrier. She is the president of the National Association of Residential Property Managers, and also her company is called First Class Property Management. We want to say hello to your mom,
yes.
Trish.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Trish. So before we close the segment, Amber, what else should people know about NARPM?
NARPM is probably the biggest investment that you can make for yourself as a property manager. If you are looking to gain business goals, if you're looking to help with any sort of legal problem you're in, no matter what, NARPM will have your back. Someone knows something and they can help you.
And if someone wants to call your company First Class Property Management and use their services, how can they reach you?
My email, amber@firstclassmanagement.com. You can go to our website or you can call the office directly. Someone will help you get your needs met. 281-807-4700.
Sounds like you said 281-807-4700. Amber, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
As we continue, let's talk to Darnell Fuller. His company is LPT Realty. Darnell, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Bill. Lovely to be here.
Well, that's awesome. Let's tell people you are a real estate professional right here in the fourth largest city, Houston, Texas. Some say, Darnell, it's already the third, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's tell people about your company, LPT Realty.
There's a lot to tell. We are a cloud-based brokerage based in Florida. We're in 22 states. We will be going global here in the next within the next year or two. Right now, we're the fastest-growing brokerage in the world. No one actually has put in as many agents that we have in 22 months. We've reached over 10,000 agents within 2 years of business, and we are growing very rapid due to the structure and what the company has to offer. Super excited about it.
And of course, reminding people, you're right here serving buyers and sellers in Houston. Why is it growing so fast, in your opinion? What's drawing people?
That's a very good question. We are real estate first, and that's our primary focus is to help agents in terms of marketing, as far as personal branding, identifying themselves in the marketplace. We actually have a print shop that we own, and all of the marketing collateral, everything that the company gives to the agent is free. We know that it's expensive starting your business on your own and getting your name out there. So the company actually offers agents free collateral in order to self-promote, and it has done that for me as well. And I've seen an increase in my business substantially within the last 6 months.
So as you're right here, and I say right here, we're in the center of Houston in the Uptown area. Yes. Where we record the show. So you do a lot of business around this area?
I do. I've been in real estate since 2006, so I got started at a very young age. I've been involved in this game of real estate, and the biggest thing for me is the location. You want to do business where you sleep, in your own backyard, so to speak. That has been my, you know, native here in Houston, familiar with the area. I've always farmed where I lived. I know the value of personal relationships, seeing people at the grocery store, at the dry cleaners that you interact and do business with, and also being, you know, with other parties that you do business with, like such as, you know, small mom and pop shops where you eat at, that type of things.
Well, we're in the heart. For those listening, and those who listen in the area know where we're at. But if you're listening outside of Houston, another city, another state, we're in the heart of so many restaurants. Wow. I mean, one of my favorite go-to areas just to eat and to do so many things, including record this radio show. Let's tell people, if someone were interested, let's say, in listing or buying a property somewhere around here, again, we're in the Uptown area, how's the marketplace right now, and what kind of availability of homes are there for someone to buy, say, in this, you know, 1 mile radius or so?
That's a very good question. The market here in Houston, Central Houston, is doing amazing. There's an increase of activity in terms of buyers looking for the right home. We have the fastest growing segment here in the local inside of the Loop, the fastest growing area in Houston with price points and the demand due to the schools, due to the location proximity to all of the restaurants and the nightlifes and in work proximity. That's a big help.
Well, give us an idea. If someone, say, wants something in this area, again, inside the Loop or even a little bit out in the Uptown part of the zone, mm-hmm. and they have $500,000, mm-hmm. is there inventory to purchase for about that price?
Absolutely. The price point, believe it or not, your money still goes a long way inside the Loop.
Because some people think it doesn't. That's right. Why I'm asking the
right
question.
Exactly, because it's a lifestyle, you know, in terms of what you get for the money. There's parks, there, like I said, all the food, the arteries, the shopping centers, things of that nature. Then the homes as well. It starts about 350 on up. You can actually find townhomes to complement your lifestyle if you're looking, you know, just for less maintenance, things of that nature. There's a lot of inventory on the market.
That's good to know.
At that price point.
Well, at this point in time, are you helping more buyers or sellers, or is it 50-50?
I'm seeing about a 60-40 with sellers, more sellers right now looking to get on the market than we are buyers. There's a little bit of a challenge right now with the interest rates being a little high. Our sellers are eager to, they're making adjustments in their life, whether it be downsizing due to kids going off to college. Those types of things are definitely, we're seeing lifestyle changes within sellers right now, in my personal opinion.
And let's say, as far as when you're helping buyers, let's take the last, I don't know, 10, 15 transactions. Out of those, how many have been cash transactions, if any?
Well, cash transactions are plentiful. A lot of people are moving here from other cities or states, such as California. Believe it or not, still.
Week to week, we like to check because we hear about it so much. But, yeah.
Yes. I mean, Houston's attractive to a lot of people coming from other states due to our taxes, our laws, our regulations. I mean, just it's definitely business friendly. We have some of the biggest advantages with our school systems. There are a lot of great schools in the area versus some states where you tend to have to pay for private education versus here in the Houston area, schools seem to be very attractive.
Outside of California, you seen people coming from anywhere else?
Michigan has been a very hot spot. Yes, for some reason, Michigan, Wisconsin has been real popular. Believe it or not, there's just some rare cities and states that have shocked me here lately. Chicago was really hot there for a while, but it has seemed to.
It's funny you mentioned Wisconsin. About 2-3 weeks ago, someone mentioned Wisconsin as a place where people are coming from. Mm-hmm. So let's take any of these places, but how does someone find you at LPT Realty from these other places? How does that happen? Because there's only, 40,000 realtors in Houston. Right, how do they find you, Darnell Fuller?
You can always reach me at darnellfuller.lpt.com. That's my website. You can always reach me at my telephone number at 281-802-7729. I'm not hard to find.
But I mean, how does someone find you, like someone from another state? Are they finding you or they find your company first and then they say, hey, there's Darnell, let's give him a call and check out some realtors?
Right. Well, social media tends to be one of our biggest streams of contacts, I should say, where people are identifying us through YouTube. I'm very active on YouTube. The Fuller's Group is the name of the group. That's where I'm actually identified as far as my handle. And, of course, Instagram and TikTok are now blowing up.
Because you mentioned YouTube, and, of course, we put the show on YouTube, but mm-hmm. I also see a lot of realtors that are carving niches to talk about Houston and different cities, mm-hmm. and I'm presuming there are people like you that see you, and then they're like, oh, this person looks interesting. Let me give them a call and find out about the marketplace there. So that's happening.
Exactly. YouTube is one of the main streams for us to get leads, believe it or not, in terms of referrals or people identifying us. We do offer a little bit of an idea of what it's like to live in the city through our YouTube channel. We highlight restaurants, we highlight parks, we highlight schools, we highlight locations, nightlife. Those are some of the things that people want to know rather than just the homes. They want to know what is the life like, what is the lifestyle like in Houston versus, you know, just the home. Due to people are now looking for cities to complement their personality, their style. And I think that YouTube allows them to see the full view without just focused on the home.
What about Facebook? You get results or use Facebook very much for marketing and getting leads?
You know, Facebook, you can never underestimate Facebook. That's where most of our past clients keep in touch with us. Once we actually transfer their information to our Facebook, or we add them as friends in our contact list, then we keep up with each other as far as, you know, what's happening in their lives. And that's a very good, I call it more of a CRM now, believe it or not, in terms of staying in touch with up-to-date things going on in our clients' lives.
Are there any other social media platforms that you like other than Facebook and YouTube where you get results?
I'm trying to get
your secrets, Darnell.
I like them all, Bill.
You like them all.
As long as we're in front of the clients and it's working, we like to be on the forefront of those platforms, for
well
sure.
Well put. We're talking with Darnell Fuller. The company is LPT Realty. Darnell, before we close this segment, what else do you want people to know?
Well, you can always reach me at darnellfuller.lpt.com. The market here in Houston is booming. We're exploding. And, Bill, I just want to thank you for having us here at your show. Thank you so much.
And let's tell people the phone number again is
281-802-7729. 281-802-7729.
Thank you, Darnell.
Right.
As we continue, let's talk to Bruce Sellers. The company is Green & Associates. Hey, Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Bruce, let's tell people about the company Green & Associates.
Green & Associates is a family business, a small boutique brokerage located up in Willis, Texas. They've been doing this for decades. We joined them just this past January, moved from a large brokerage up to theirs because their style kind of fit us. We have a group called the Lake Conroe Group, a team that operates under the Green & Associates. So we have our own little world inside his world.
Well, that's one of the things, as people, I think, listen outside, they don't realize all the lakes that we have around here. But let's tell people a little bit about real estate in the Lake Conroe area.
Real estate is a numbers game, but it's also the most personal business in the world. And a lot of people that are searching online, you know, you can, if you're in the market for a certain type of home and it goes on the market, everybody who's looking for that kind of home with that many bedrooms, that many baths, that square footage, will know about it within 2 days. Lifestyle, though, is a whole different deal. Lake Conroe is a 22,000-acre lake. It's got a shoreline of several hundred miles. It's got hundreds of small communities around it and some large ones. So understanding the differences one to the next is where we come in. That's what we do best. My team has lived here their whole lives. They grew up here, went to school here, raised their families here. They know every nook and cranny of the city. They've watched it grow, not the city, the county. Whether it's a major metropolitan area, Conroe, Montgomery, Willis, or a small residential community, they all have their own personalities, their own attributes, their own amenities. You know, you can spend years online trying to figure all that out, or you can give us one call, and in 20 minutes we can help you understand what you're looking for.
And I'm imagining you're helping people not just here. I bet there's people here in Houston, in the city area, inside the loop, that say, hey, I had enough of city life. I want to go have the lake style life, or to be out there in Montgomery County. Does that happen?
It is. And, you know, this part of the world is fairly parochial. The people who live in Houston don't really realize there's life north of 1488 many times. It's a whole different world once you get in the north part of the county. Different lifestyle, different economics, different business opportunities. So if they're looking for that sort of way to live, that's where we can help them. We're not going to entice anybody there who wants to live in the city. It's a personal choice, and once they make that choice, we can help them refine it.
As far as, again, taking people that might be in Houston, in the center of the city or near there, Heights area, things like that. Are there people that, many people that have second homes maybe on Lake Conroe?
There are some. There are fewer than there used to be. I mean, Lake Conroe is 30 years old. So when it first began, it was a weekend community. It was a retirement community. It was a second home community. It's a place where people live around the year now. So there's still some part-time stuff, but for the most part, people go up there because they prefer that lifestyle.
And as far as people from out of the state, do they find Lake Conroe? Do they find your company and say, hey, we need a place in Texas?
Well, people coming from out of the state are moving here because they've got family here, because they've got business opportunity here. They don't have a clue what the living environment is from one area to the next. So our strategy is and always has been to help explain that. So when people start writing copy descriptions, you know, it's granite countertops and this many bedrooms and that many bathrooms and that many garages, that's not what people search for. They're searching for lifestyle. They're searching for waterfront. They're searching for golf communities. They're searching for school district. They're searching to access to amenities, access to the airport. So that's how we've been able to attract the attention that come to us. And once we have a conversation with them, it's pretty easy to keep them.
And as far as what you're doing, also you're leading a team with real estate professionals helping buyers and sellers. Give us an idea. Tell us a little bit about the team. That's
well, we have a 5-person team. We've been together pretty much for the whole time I've been here, which has been 14 years now. The group we have now is they've been here a long time, and like I said, they grew up here. They know everything about the area. Most of our business today comes from referrals, people we know, people we've done business with. We do very little prospecting for buyers, other than how we describe the properties on our website and how we syndicate it across the web. And then they find us because they're looking for that sort of lifestyle.
So, and also tell us a little bit more about Montgomery County, because I think it has some unique things as I've heard about it. And there are also different tax rates that I've heard about. Some areas of Montgomery County might be a little bit less than, say, the higher numbers like 2.9, 4, and 3 here in where we're at now.
Well, the tax rate is driven largely by the utility availability. Everybody has schools. Everybody has hospitals that they're paying taxes on. They have municipal taxes that they're paying. But the difference is, what does it cost them to get water and sewage and garbage pickup? And in Texas, there's a phenomenon called municipal utility districts, MUD. And if somebody's searching for a property out that is not from Texas, they don't have a clue what that is. So when people are just describing that it's in MUD 18 or MUD 22 or whatever it is, people meaning realtors, the consumer doesn't have any idea what that is. But what it was formed for is to allow Texas to expand its living area. I mean, there's a lot of land in Texas. Very little of it inhabitable until you go do something to improve it. So the municipal utility district basically takes the pressure off the local municipality because they can't afford to spend to put the sewage lines and the water lines to serve a community that's 20 miles away. And it's unfair for those people in that community who have to bear the cost of that. So what they've done is they have bond issues for the mud district. It's a state-level function. And the people that live in that mud fund that entire bond issue. So when it first starts, if you've got a community that's going to be 3,000 people, but you've got 200 living there now, they're bearing the cost of that mud until they get another 100, another 100, another 100. And after a while, the tax rates go down. So when I first moved here, my tax rate was close to 3%. Now it's 2%. And for that very reason, that's the only thing that's changed is the mud rate. People who are going to look to buy based on tax rates, it's an important point to understand. If you're making a buying decision based on that and that alone, you're probably not making a smart decision.
You always have to take the whole picture in mind, right?
Yep.
We're talking with Bruce Sellers. The company is the Lake Conroe Group. Fantastic company doing tremendous work right there 24/7. What are some of the other things outside of, and I think about Montgomery County. I used to live in the Washington, D.C. area, and there's a Montgomery County there too.
Yep.
In fact, we probably have at least one or two listeners there, maybe more, who knows. But in the meantime, outside of Montgomery County, it's also next to some pretty desirable real estate. So then you have Conroe. What about Cold Spring? Do you ever get to that area?
We do. Well, we service the entire southeastern corner of Texas. Realistically, though, our world is within about a 10-mile radius of the shores of Lake Conroe. That's where we focus our attention. That's where we know the best. That's where we can serve people the best. If they're looking for something outside of that, one of our team is probably sold property or represents a client in that area. We can help them, but we're more likely to refer them to somebody that we know can really serve them there.
Well, one of the shining jewels, I think, is Bentwater. Mm-hmm. Let's tell people about Bentwater. That's a gated community, but it's a very large gated community. Let's tell people about that.
It's unique in this area because Bentwater is the only gated golf course community around the lake that is totally single family. There are no apartments or condos or anything in Bentwater. So, and nobody gets transferred to Bentwater. Bentwater is a destination of choice. You have to cross a two-mile bridge coming off I-45 to get to it. So it's not something you just drive by casually.
It's a nice bridge, too.
It is.
Scenic.
Very nice bridge. They're in the process of widening that 1097 corridor from I-45 all the way around the lake to Montgomery. It's a process. The bridge is one of the more interesting ways they're going to have to deal with widening that because it's a big deal. It's 2 miles long, and you don't just build one of those overnight.
It's two lanes, right?
It's two lanes right now. They're going to make it four, I'm told. Maybe not in my lifetime, but it's happening. It's on the plan.
Well, that's one of the nice things, though, when you approach Bentwater, it just or any place near a lake, as you approach the lakeside community and you go over a bridge, and let's say you happen to live there, I think it's a nice mental wind down.
Totally. I mean, your blood pressure goes down as soon as you go over that lake. When we first came up here and discovered it, I realized that's where I wanted to be the day we were drove across the bridge the first time. So it's definitely a great community, a great attribute to that part of the county. Bentwater has about 3,000 lots that where somebody could build.
There's still 3,000
no,
left?
No, total. There's total, probably okay. Only 400 or less that are available now, and somebody owns those. They just haven't built on them yet. The unique thing, though, is that to be a member of the country club, you have to be a property owner in Bentwater. So there are a lot of people who live elsewhere on the lake who own a lot there just simply to have access to the golf courses.
Bentwater. So your team is very familiar with Bentwater.
True.
And what about new construction in Bentwater?
There is some. There's a little bit of spec building going on now just because of the supply and demand. Most people are building with their custom builders there. It's a higher-end community. Right now, there's probably 60 or so homes on the market resale today. There's probably another 20 spec homes under construction.
Well, sounds good. We're talking again with Bruce Sellers, the Lake Conroe Group. Bruce, before we close this segment, what else do you want people to know?
Just that we are someone who can help them make a smart decision. In my prior careers, I was around the country, and what I knew about real estate was what it took to buy and sell it as a consumer. And the greatest experience I ever had with a realtor was someone who helped me not make a bad decision, literally talked me out of buying a house that my wife thought we couldn't live without. And in retrospect, it was the smartest thing we ever did, not to buy that, but to buy something else. That experience, that attitude is what we bring to the party, and I think we can help others do that as well.
Bruce, let's tell people how they can reach you.
Phone number is 936-249-9600. Bruce at Lake Conroe Fine Living is one email. Bruce at the Lake Conroe Group. Bruce at Sellers Realty Group. You can reach me all kinds of ways. But www.TheLakeConroe Group is what you're going to find online.
There it is, TheLakeConroeGroup.com. And the phone number again is 936-249-9600. Bruce, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title would not be possible without our partner, Stewart Insurance, with a focus in real estate and a special focus on real estate brokers. Stewart Insurance creates insurance plans to address the risks facing our industry today. They invest a significant amount of time helping real estate broker owners offset and manage their risks. Here he is with Stewart Insurance, John Bramlett. John, welcome.
Thank you, Captain. Always a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's get started. I understand you have a full bag of insurance information we need to know about today.
Well, I have a test for our listeners today.
I'm glad you don't have a test for me, because I wouldn't pass.
No. You can play along.
All right.
If you'd like. But I have a test for our listeners, specifically for our listeners that are real estate brokers or property management firms, independent title and attorney agents. And it's a cyber risk assessment test.
Okay. Let's begin.
So I've been spending a little bit of time looking at what are some of the trends that are taking place with cybercrime and ways that we can prevent them. And I came across this really great assessment test that an individual company, large or small, can utilize in order to determine, is there a greater risk maybe than I realized? And then what are some of the things that I can do to either minimize that risk or offset it?
And brokers need to be ever vigilant about cybersecurity and being protected. So let's take the test.
Yeah, I think that's a good point to bring up. The most recent numbers that I've seen, if you're a smaller mid-sized business, and let's say you're hit with a cyber incident, the average damage is $149,000. So if you're a smaller mid-sized business, can you handle that? Across the U.S., those that have been hit by cyber crimes, including some of the bigger firms, you know, that's $9.4 million worth of damage. So it's just, it's scary out there. I mean, in August of last year, the cyber criminals hit our industry, and there were 23 MLSs that were down for a significant amount of time because of cyber criminals. So it's not just the MGM Grand and all that you read about. It's everybody that's getting hit by those. So the first question on the test is, does your company allow employees remote access to company networks with mobile devices such as laptops, you know, smartphones or tablets? So are you allowing your team to be out there remotely and work? And then when they're out working remotely, do they have access to your network? And it's, you know, before remote was, hey, I'm between sales calls or I'm between visits, so I'm stopped at a coffee shop. Now remotely is just at home. So if you don't have certain protections, you know, so the first question is, are you allowing remote access to your network?
I bet the answer is yes in most cases, because the real estate professional is on the move at all times or many times.
Yeah, you're not going to, as a real estate professional, you're not making money sitting still. You've got to be out working with your clients. You know, do you have support partners that you've brought on to your team to help you do your job better that have access to that data? So have you hired support people that have access to your data? And then are they protected? So understanding who's got access to the, you know, data. In a previous life, I did a consulting project for a communications firm. And so I would go into their office and work with the firm, and I utilized their company laptop. So I had access to their data from day one. So it's just a question of, are you allowing folks that are, whether they be a vendor or a partner, to have access to your information? Have you completed an IT audit of all your materials? Have you done an IT audit of your laptops? Have you done an IT audit of your servers? Have you done an IT audit of your network? You know, do you have antivirus protection software? Has it been upgraded? Do you have a firewall? Have you been using, you know, taking advantage of the software patches when they're announced? Do you have a strong password program or protocol in place? So it's not just Bill K1 and Bill K2, but do you truly have a smart use of those protocols? Do you know what types of information you actually collect? Do you know how you're protecting those sensitive data points? If you think about the type of information that we collect on our clients and what we know about our clients and how that information can truly be a benefit to the bad actors. And then you take a look at an independent title or attorney firm or a firm like Amber's, where there is they do hold some monies of their clients in escrow for use, like, you know, helping with minor repairs or helping pay, you know, collecting rents and before the rents are deposited. You know, how do you protect that information? You know, so those are always critical to understand, you know, what kind of protocols are in place. You know, do you have a protocol for people, how they log in? Do you have a protocol if somebody leaves the firm? So if you have somebody that had access to your sensitive data and they leave the firm, how do you handle that protocol? You know, how do you verify somebody before you hire them to make sure that you can give them and you're willing to give them access to that type of protocol? So that's important.
So many things, John.
It is. I mean, what it really does is at least gives you this test. It gives you an idea of how vulnerable am I? I mean, you may come across and say, of these 15, John, we're good on 12. So we feel like we're really comfortable. We're okay.
Are there more?
Well, there are 15 total on the test that we...
And are there more that you have for us today?
We can definitely do more if we would like to today.
Which one are we on? It's fascinating.
We're on number 6.
Okay.
So is all the sensitive information your company collects, is it transmitted in encryption? So if you're sending sensitive information to a client, if you're receiving sensitive information back from the client, is it encrypted? Is it protected? Or do the cyber criminals have access to it? Can they easily hack in and then know, you know, Bill's social security number, or, you know, what your income is, or, you know, what information about your family? So do they understand that? Do you have processes in place to protect the software that you have? You know, what kind of software are you? Are you handling those patches on a timely manner? If your network is interrupted, do you have a process to protect that? You know, what happens if you're hacked? Do you have a process or procedures are in place? If you've got a member of your team that feels like that they may have been compromised, do you have a formal process in place to help minimize that so that you, if there is damage, it's limited? What kind of relationships do you have that can minimize this? Do you have a relationship with a good attorney? Do you have a relationship with maybe a forensic group? Do you have a relationship with a PR firm or a good insurance advisor that understands real estate so that you can have some protocols in place so if something does happen, then you're ready for it? You know, and many times with the clients that we write cyber coverage for, the insurance partners that we'll write already have those law firms in place and they have those forensic partners in place so that if you are corrupted, they have that forensic team that can go in to determine, was it your fault or was it somebody else's fault? They have those legal representatives available right then that have experience in this area that can help you, you know, defend yourself, you know, if this were to occur. So, you know, if you have that cyber coverage, many times those things are already in place.
One of the things I'm thinking about, John, is I'm putting myself in the place of a real estate broker and a real estate professional where I want to, and I'm thinking the first thing that comes to mind if I'm a realtor is I'm worried about trying to sell and help sellers and buyers in the sales function of the job so that I can make a good living and serve the buyers and sellers and exceed their expectations. If I'm a broker or if I'm the real estate professional, I need to be looking at the broker to make sure the broker is mindful of the points and has the protocols, has the protection in place before I sign up with the broker to make sure that they're mindful of at least many of these things that you're mentioning of the 15.
Well, I think there's several things that you can do to kind of help take some of that pressure off so you can spend your time, you know, running your business and taking care of your clients. And one is obviously to have a good attorney, but also have an attorney that's experienced in real estate. I think having a good IT professional, whether it be a staff member or somebody that you can call on from time to time that also understands real estate so that they can make sure that you've got multifaceted authentication and that you have the right types of firewalls and that you accept those software patches when you need to. That's critical. And I think the third thing that can be tied into that is to have the right kind of coverage. So if you have that right kind of cyber coverage, in many cases, in order to obtain it, the insurance partners require you have a lot of these test questions already in place. So it forces you to add that discipline too. So now that that's covered, that you know that because of what I've had to do and because of the coverage that I have, I've minimized that risk. You're never going to get rid of it, but I've minimized that risk and I've taken some of that exposure, that potential financial damage, and I've placed it on an insurance company.
The other perspective I have, and I'm not a real estate broker, of course. However, I also think just like the realtor, the broker is also very interested and has their mind on marketing, social media, and sales, maybe more than they do about some of these other important things. I don't know. But it is interesting to look at the dynamics and the challenges being in the real estate profession that brokers and realtors have. I mean, so many things to think about.
Well, exactly. I mean, Bruce talked about that, you know, what he and his team bring to the table is understanding the lifestyle, to understanding the nuances of Lake Conroe. You know, Darnell talked about with LPT this idea of what are the things that we can do to make that realtor successful. So if that's where their focus is going to be, it shouldn't be working on the business. It should be working in the business. So that's where being able to have that, being properly insured and have that cyber coverage along with errors and omissions and general liability allows you to have that peace of mind to focus on helping your clients be more successful.
Well, John, I know the listeners out there are just like me. They're hoping you come back and share the rest of the 15 next week.
Why don't we do that?
Can we count on that?
If you'll invite me back, I'll be sure and come.
No doubt. Let's tell people how they can reach you at Stewart Insurance.
They can reach us at 866-798-2827. That's 866-798-2827. They can learn more about us at stewartinsurance.com or email us at stewartinsurance@stewart.com.
Right now, John, there's somebody in Bentwater that needs to be properly insured. What number should they call?
That's 866-798-2827. We also just installed a new property management toll-free number.
And what is that?
866-798-2827.
Thank you so much. John Bramlett with Stewart Insurance. And now she is here, Shelley Keller.
I market for the Woodlands and Willis, Walker County.
Willis, Texas. I bet there's people around the country that hear the show, Shelley, that don't even know there's a Willis, Texas.
I know. I didn't even know it existed until I got this job, but I absolutely love it. It's a different, you know, it's a different lifestyle of people. The Woodlands is a lot more, you know, fast paced. They're definitely looking for those larger homes and things like that. Whereas people out in Willis are kind of, it's more slow. People actually want to get to know you, talk to you.
I might need a second home in Willis just to unwind a little bit.
You should, and you know where you're going to close.
I know where I would be closing, no doubt. Well, Shelley, also, you're developing business, and you and all our business development people, give us another word. Is there anything coming up that we should know about? Events, because you plan events, CE classes, all sorts of informative things for realtors.
Yes. So, you know, everybody always talks about they kind of get tired of the same CE, same, you know, legal, all the things that are required. There is a class out there about stress management and a realtor abundance. If you look it up on Trek, the instructor is Better Humans. The instructor is Erica Romelli. And honestly, it is a fabulous class. It's a 2-hour CE. And honestly, if you're into something different and kind of wanting to know how to manage your stress as well as create like that kind of positive effect for your business, definitely look into attending one of her classes. She's absolutely wonderful.
What number should they call, Shelley?
512-630-1196. Again, 512-630-1196.
Thank you so much, Shelley Keller. And now, Andy Entwistle is here also developing business in a tremendous way, 24/7 for Stewart Title. Hey, Andy, how you been?
Hey, Bill, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Let's tell people the area that you cover.
We do service the Pearland area and the surrounding little cities that touch that, including Rose Sharon, Alvin, Manville, and touching now Friendswood.
You know, we don't hear enough about Rose Sharon. Let's tell people, what's going on there?
Really, there's actually
a lot. Is it a small town? I've not been.
You know, it's turning into another Pearland. So basically there is also what's called Iowa Colony right next to it. But right. Rose Sharon is growing so large that it's starting to kind of eat up Iowa Colony. So most of those areas are now becoming Rose Sharon. But there's so much coming up right now. There's a new neighborhoods coming in. And then right after Highway 6, they have a lot of construction. So you know that means just more and more coming.
It's unbelievable because we think about, as Bruce was talking about, Bentwater and going north and these things, every direction, Houston, there's just radiation. There's activity and action everywhere, all over.
Yes, everywhere we go. Growing up there, when I was first moved out there around 8 years old, there was absolutely nothing. And now it just blows my mind to see how much it's grown.
Well, Andy, when someone wants to bring their real estate transaction to you, and I know they do, how can they reach you?
Definitely give us a call at 281-412-6900. And again, 281-412-6900.
Andy Entwistle.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy. And now she's back, Amber Ferrier, for a final word. She is the president of the National Association of Residential Property Managers and doing tremendous work all the time, even at 2 in the morning at First Class Property Management. Amber, welcome back.
Hi. Thank you. NARPM is even though First Class Realty is family owned and operated, I would back up and say that NARPM's even family operated. We all have each other's back. If you're struggling, there is another member there that's going to pick you back up. If there's an experience you haven't had, they're going to have that background and they will know what to do. So we have your back. Please come to the next meeting. Reach out to me if you have any questions. I'll be happy to help you.
And they can Google the National Association of Residential Property Managers, find out all the data right here. And is it the Houston chapter, do you call it?
Yes, the okay. HoustonNARPM.com. All of our future meetings are listed on there.
And if someone wants First Class Property Management, what number should they call?
281-807-4700.
Now, Amber, I don't know if they have two terms of presidency at your organization, but if they did, I would vote for you.
Oh, thank you.
And I know John and everyone in this room would, right?
Thank you so much.
You got my vote, Amber, for president in 2025. Thank you, Amber. The phone number again is?
281-807-4700.
And here he is, Darnell Fuller, for a final word. Darnell, welcome back.
Well, if you're looking for excellence and you're looking for someone to get the job done, that's who you call, Darnell Fuller at 281-802-7729. Again, 281-802-7729.
And a quick word, Darnell, as you look ahead here, how do you see the market unfolding?
Hey, we're in Houston. Everything is going in our direction. Yeah, the market is great. The weather's perfect right now. Come on down and check it out.
Thank you so much, Darnell Fuller. The phone number again at LPT Realty is?
It's 281-802-7729. Again, 281-802-7729.
Thank you, Darnell. Let's go back up to Lake Conroe and get a final word from Bruce Sellers. Welcome back, Bruce.
He is back. Thank you.
You know, Bruce, I feel like I want to take a boat ride on the lake sometime soon. I mean, could you make that happen?
I can make that happen, as a matter of fact.
And I bet there's real estate tours. Do you ever show property via boats or
pontoon
boats?
It's challenging because to really see the properties, the communities are so different, so unique around the lake. You can't really get a good sense. I mean, you can see the beauty of it, but on the lake, you're probably looking at 500 and up.
So for 500, we have a starting point.
We have a starting point for lake view, not necessarily lakefront, lake access.
Okay, what if I had $3 million?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's called Bruce. All right, Bruce.
Lots of choices.
All right. Funny how things open up with more money. Bruce, let's tell people how they can reach your office again.
Office number is 936-249-9600. And you can reach us at thelakeconroegroup.com. And for those, it'll really show you all the communities that are listed there broken out separately so you can get a good sense of comparison by just going to our site.
We could see pictures there at thelakeconroegroup.com.
936-249-9600.
Thank you so much, Bruce Sellers. Funny how your name is Sellers and you're selling real estate.
I said I made it up.
There you go. Thank you so much, Bruce, and thank you all for listening to Real Estate Matters with Stuart Title. I am your host, Bill Napick, together with John Bramlett, all of us at Stuart Title and Stuart Insurance. We appreciate you listening. Please tell your friends. And we will see you next week. Simply go to Stuart.com/radio. That's Stuart.com/radio. That's right. You can see all the tremendous guests. And we will see you next week. Thanks for listening.